USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And in just 19 days, the people of this incredible state are going to send Matt Rosendale to the U.S. Senate to protect your jobs and protect your Second Amendment, which is under siege.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Montana.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an election of those things.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The NASDAQ dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An update now on the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Wendy King on her cousin, Erin Guthrie, whose home destroyed near Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida.
When the storm hit, Erin, her husband, and two young kids went to stay in Tallahassee with their mom, Mandy. She tells me after the storm, they went to see their home and found people had looted their things.
Yes, they were looted. People stole their televisions. There's a lot of looting going on over there. Most of the town is destroyed.
She says even the baby's things were taken and they have to start from scratch.
The kids, my grandchildren, are 2 years old and 4 months old.
They have lost their home. They've lost a lot of their possessions. Right now, the four of them are crammed into my living room, and it's just not enough space. They need their own house.
To help Erin and her family, you can go to the Facebook fundraiser for Amanda Sparks Smith in Tallahassee. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Personal finance website WalletHub releasing its report on 2018's most and least politically engaged states. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with some of its findings.
According to the report, the District of Columbia has the highest share of citizens who actively voted in the 2016 presidential election at over 74%. That compares with the lowest percentage in Hawaii at just over 47%. When it comes to the midterms, Maine has the highest percentage of citizens who voted in 2014 at 61.5%. The lowest percentage, 33.6%, in West Virginia. The study also finds blue states are more politically engaged than red states. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Wisconsin, the search is on for a missing girl and police asking for your help. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
Authorities in Wisconsin are still searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Jamie Kloss has been missing since Monday when police found her parents dead at their home. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
Walk your properties. There will be many hunters in the area in the upcoming weekend and daily. Check your cabins, walk your land, and report anything you feel is important to us. You will never know if it will help to bring Jamie home unless you call.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.